Well, hello, my friend. Thanks for calling right now. I think joy and strength go hand in hand. It's sort of like a strange mix of joy, sorrow, weakness, strength. But I think many can testify to the words that were originally uttered by, we'll call him Mr. Nehemiah, because it says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Now, this was an individual in the Bible that had a task of rebuilding the walls of the city of Jerusalem. It's not as easy as it could be, and you ask why. Well, the answer was because he ran into a lot of difficulty. He encountered failing support, discouragement, opposition, you name it. Now, most would just say, well, what's the use? I'll go do something else. But not Nehemiah. He worked for weeks, having his crew work on two shifts. One would sleep, the other would work. And it was finished in 52 days. And after all is said, when the project was done, there was victory. There was a victory celebration. And it is then that the words are uttered, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Because you see, my friend, he found that it was joy that sustained him through the ordeal. And it is joy that can sustain you also, my friend. You know, in God's time frame, it may be less or it may be more than 72 days. But in it all, we do have to trust Jesus. And I have found personally that joy is a well, like a power pill. And I just want to encourage you, don't live with joyless pain. You take something for it and you ask what. I would say, try to have joy in the Lord. You know, every occurrence that we have in our life is subject to thanksgiving. I want to say, ouch. It's a time when going through a very difficult situation, we can try to be happy. Now you're saying, well, you don't know the situation that I'm in. No, I don't, but I've got 24/7 pain in my neck, and it's only through being sustained with the joy relationship with Jesus that helps me. And there's many more that have it worse than I do, but to them all, I would say, regardless, like in Nehemiah, of the opposition, bad situations, the loss of a loved one, problems at work, situations at school, please be sustained by a joy relationship with Jesus. And in Him, my friend, you will find your strength. And my prayer for you is, Lord, if joy had been lost through a situation, I pray that this one would not remain or continue in such a state, but find strength in the joy. And I pray through your Holy Spirit that you would impart to this one, in a bad situation, the joy of the Lord. Help them to have a real peace that would provide strength to them, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm glad you called, my friend. After the signal, you can talk to me if you like. You can talk as long as you want to. But thanks for calling, and God bless you. You're very special. Goodbye.